Happy Monday, everybody. Scott Morozik here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but our heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. All right, so Punxsutawney Phil's prediction for 2026 has been confirmed. Are you ready for this? With the groundhog emerging from its burrow and saw his shadow. This means there will be 6 more weeks of winter. All right, so we got that going on for us. News-wise, the Police Protection Services of Sanilac County Sheriff's Department will be expanding. The Sanilac County Board of Commissioners approved separate contracts for the Sheriff's Department to provide law enforcement services to Fremont Township and to Marlette Township. During the meeting, commissioners approved spending $20,000 to sponsor a corrections deputy to attend the Oakland Community College's Police Academy program. When the deputy completes the training, the officer will then work for the Sheriff's Department. Also, approval was given to spend up to $60,000 to buy an inmate transport van. And it was reported during the last Ellington Township Board of Trustee meeting that the Elkland Fire Department will be needing and getting some new equipment. The firefighters will be needing some new turnout gear. Also, there are 11 pairs of boots that have aged out and will need replacing. During the meeting, it was reported that the fire department currently has 23 members, with 2 currently in classes. It was also noted the department has purchased a new brush truck and are currently in the process of outfitting it. It was announced that Anthony Middaugh is the new fire chief of the Oakland Township Fire Department. Because the city of Marlette is planning 2 major street projects, the city council approved hiring some help with the work to be done. The city will pay $19,800 to have the engineering done and bidding out of the work for Concord Street and Cranbrook Street. The council also previously hired Fleiss and Vandenbrink. The company assisted the city in successfully applying for the Michigan Transportation Development Fund grant for the street work to be done. The city was able to secure a grant that will cover about 50% of the street work that is expected to cost about $147,000, with the city paying the rest. In other matters, the council approved a charitable gaming license for the Marlette Athletic Boosters. The city's approval will allow the boosters to submit an application for a gaming license. The boosters want the gaming license to use during the Red Raiders sports banquet on March 7th. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple: providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilac Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
The Dryden Township Board of Trustees approved the purchase of a new police vehicle during their last meeting. The purchase of a new 2026 Dodge Durango was approved. The new vehicle replaced the one that was damaged during a police chase last fall. The township's cruiser was damaged in November of last year when it was involved in the Elmont Township shooting suspect incident. The estimated cost of the new vehicle is approximately $40,000. The township's insurance will help towards paying for the bill to replace the vehicle. The township's vehicle was destroyed when the police department was assisting in the Lapeer County Sheriff's Department, the Michigan State Police, and Elmont Township Police in a chase to apprehend William Channer III for the alleged shooting and killing of Logan Welch, who was the plant manager at Trims Unlimited in Elmont. Before the incident was over, there were 5 vehicles that sustained damage. Channer was eventually apprehended on Sutton Road between Wilder and Thornville Roads in Metamora. He stopped when he encountered a roadblock there, and shots between Channer and law enforcement officers were exchanged. Officers were not injured in the altercation, but Channer was shot several times. He is now fully recovered and standing trial. A jury has found a 43-year-old Lapeer County woman guilty of murdering her son. Elizabeth DuBois was found guilty of first-degree child abuse and felony murder for the death of her son, Austin, who died in 2019. According to court records, her son had a rare but treatable throat cancer that caused his death. The cancer caused a visible lump on Austin's neck. Court records indicate that several family members urged DuBois to take her son to see a doctor, but she never did, citing several excuses not to do so, which resulted in the child's death in May of 2019. DuBois is scheduled for sentencing on March 23rd. She could be sentenced to life in prison without parole. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.